word for you from Numbers 16 verse 3. They assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said to them, "You have gone too far, for all in the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves among the assembly of the Lord?" This may have sounded so righteous to Korah and his ilk, and the exact names of those who were with him in the rebellion are recorded in verse 1 and 2 of this chapter, as well as the 250 chiefs of the congregation, respectable men, but they were doomed and they were condemning themselves. They thought that they had a very just issue against Moses and Aaron. It seemed to them like this was absolutely true. And to a certain extent, it was true. For indeed, the congregation had been made holy, you could say symbolically, by the blood of the Lamb. The Lord, yes, he was among them. But their interpretation of this was completely wrong and shows that they had no discernment. For they then accused Moses and Aaron of exalting themselves above the assembly of the Lord. And how untrue that was, as one gets to discover in the next verse. Kusuguti lababantu, abamelana no Mose no Aaron, empelen bayazilahla, ababo nuguti, uguagwabo gusetuze. And they don't see that their fall, their utter condemnation, is very close at hand. Indeed, they were stirring up the anger of God. It seems like they had removed God from the picture, and they only saw with human eyes. And they mixed truth with untruth. That which was indeed clear to everybody, they then took it and made a completely wrong analysis of the situation. It might be that you too take that which is true and then you make your own interpretation. So you be very careful who you accuse. If only Korah and his ilk had accused themselves and then humbled themselves like Moses did, they would have found the blessing of the Lord. Instead, they were to be the first group that would be literally swallowed up by the earth.